Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, March 14th, 2022. This morning I will talk about extending the law. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Spirit of Truth, all praise and honor, power and glory, truth and justice be to you, Lord of our past, present, and future, who showers us with the light of day and a sky full of stars at night, teaches us the wisdom of the universe, and grants us law that we may live full lives and love one another. Forgive us when we hide your glory to ourselves, act foolish, and treat others as if they were strangers. Thank you for the many blessings of this life that come from you and you alone. In the power of your Holy Spirit, grant us strength to live, grace to share with one another, and peace that only you can provide. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Jeremiah 31:33 we read, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, it declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." According to Athenaeus, we can know God through three methods: pondering the immensity of heaven and the harmony of creation, conversing with holy men, and following the law. All three methods of knowing God are woven into the fabric of Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. This is verses 1 to 7. Again, we see the integration of created being, knowledge, and goodness, that is perfection, characteristic of Hebrew anthropology. To this general revelation in nature, we add the special revelation that we find in Christ. The need for this special revelation arises because of the madness of idolatry and irreligion, the work of evil spirits, and the wallowing in error, according to Athenaeus, as we address in more depth later. Jesus teaches continuity with the law. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." This is Matthew 5:17. The concept of boundaries sounds a lot like law, which raises the controversy about the relationship between law and gospel. In the Gospels, the Pharisees are pictured presenting a narrow interpretation of the law to make it doable, while Jesus normally widens the interpretation, making compliance impossible without divine intervention. Jesus generally speaks about principles, while the Pharisees focus on rules. Parenthetically, the Pharisaic interpretation favors the wealthy, because they are more likely to remain technically in compliance with the law, while Jesus' interpretation leaves rich and poor alike equally in need of divine intervention relative to compliance. When the commandments are expressed as principles, sin is also a violation of the principle of love in relationships with God and with neighbor. Matthew outlines five cases in which Jesus enlarged Mosaic law by expanding technical compliance to consider underlying attitudes: murder, adultery, the taking of oaths, resisting evil, and the love of neighbor are all covered in his examples. Jesus introduces each of these with the expression, "You have heard it said." Consider the case of murder. In Matthew 5:21 and 22 we read, "You have heard it said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment." Jesus sees the act of murder starting with an attitude of anger, which is sinful when it violates the attitude of love and left unchecked can lead to murder. Jesus is not relinquishing the law or diminishing it in any way, as he explains in Matthew 5:17 cited above. In this context, fulfilling the law implies a more stringent condition than the law, not a more lenient one, where three states of nature are possible: non-compliance with law, this is the transgression; technical compliance, this is the Pharisaic view; and fulfilling the law, this is the gospel. Contrasting law and gospel only compares two of these three states. By widening the law, Jesus makes it obvious that we must make room in our lives for God and live within his healthy boundaries. The Ten Commandments cannot therefore be abandoned. Mere compliance is an indication that we have not centered our lives on Christ. One might ask whether fulfilling Jeremiah's prophecy about writing God's law on our hearts were sufficient to prepare us for heaven. Jesus is teaching that widening the law certainly fulfills this expectation and be described as ethical illumination. Yet even the Apostle Paul found this teaching as insufficient when he writes, "For I do not do what I want, but the evil that I do not want is what I keep doing." This is Romans 7:19. Even for those predisposed to believe that ethical perfection is possible, which is contrary to biblical teaching, we can all observe that knowing what is good is insufficient motivation for actually doing it. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.